Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Amen. We read from 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Answer. Yes, we know that. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God, and that is what some of you were. Now, whether or not we were outwardly in gross sin, homosexual offenders, idolaters, adulterers, thieves, drunkards, and so on, is not particularly relevant, because we believe what God says after the flood, that the inclination of man's heart is evil from childhood. And we also know that even though most of us, or perhaps all of us in this room today, have never outwardly committed adultery, we certainly have in our hearts. We know that greed, which is a form of idolatry, is in our hearts. That is what some of you were. Why the past tense, were? But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Were, not are, even though the sinful nature still clings to us, even though we are tempted with greed and sexual immorality, we're tempted to steal, to be malcontent. Were. Because we are now new creations. Washed in the blood of Christ. We have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of Christ. Sanctified. Holy to the Lord. Yes, that's us. Sanctified. Holy to the Lord. A holy nation, we are called. Not America, but the Church of the Living God. Justified. Declared. Decreed. Judged. Not guilty and innocent by the judge. These three, washed, sanctified, justified, are really talking about the same thing. They're saying that the redemption that Jesus, the Christ, earned for the whole world has become our very own. It's our possession. It's not only decreed to us, it is received by us by faith in Christ Jesus. Yes. We know the joy of those whose sins are forgiven. We are happy because we know our sins have forgiven. We look forward to eternal life with Jesus in heaven. Washed, sanctified, justified in the name of, because of who he is and what he does, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God. The Holy Spirit has worked and continues to work in these hearts in a way that we don't understand. He is the one who has performed the miracle of our conversion. He is the one who continually blesses us to persevere in the faith. He is the one who empowers us to make use of Jesus' victory in our lives, to say no to sin and yes to God. He is the one who keeps our eyes fixed on Jesus. Let's sing of that Holy Spirit's work in hymn 233.